Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another Freight Broker Planet podcast, where we discuss relevant topics related to logistics and their supporting businesses. We strive to bring the most current and useful information possible, with guest appearances from time to time from industry professionals, and sometimes we have course completers visit to give you, the listener, the inside scoop on our training today. We have Jeff Rabin from Foley Services, and I'm very happy that he took time out from his very busy day to visit us and share information that is needed. Welcome, Jeff. I hope I pronounced your last name correctly.
It's very close. Rabin.
Rabin.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I'll never forget that. Yeah. Okay. Can you take a moment and just tell us about Jeff and how you got started in the field and that you're in, and why we should be comfortable working with you in Foley compliance? Then we'll get into some questions that I'm sure our listeners would be interested in, and then we'll delve more into what the freight brokers need to know. Jeff?
I'd be more than happy to. I am a graduate of Plymouth State University in New Hampshire. I graduated with a marketing degree, soon got into the customer rep service area. I was a mortgage broker for 15 years, and then the mortgage industry kind of fell out in 2008. And at that point, I went to work at a tobacco company, no less. That didn't work out too well. After about 7 years, I needed to leave there, found this job at Foley, and I realized this was a job I wanted to stay at. Great company, around for a very long time, great people, very good support system. They promote from within. It was everything I was looking for.
Fantastic.
So I am there, and I've been there 7 years.
Fantastic. Well, let's get started. Well, the first question, Jeff, is why do I need a DOT number? Isn't that for trucking companies?
Well, as a broker, you need a DOT number also. Yes, truckers need them, but brokers need them as well. Truckers need them because they have trucks and freight that are crossing state lines, and you're engaged in interstate or engaged in commerce. A freight broker needs a DOT number because he does not have trucks crossing state lines, but he has loads crossing state lines.
Okay. Isn't there some difference in intrastate? I know at when I was moving some loads, California, there were people that called on my loads and they didn't have the I think they didn't have the MC, but they had the DOT, and they couldn't leave the bounds of confines of California.
There is a difference between interstate and intrastate. I could go into all of these differences with the permits, etc. I usually say to people, leave that up to us. We will get the correct permits, the correct authority, the correct information for you. When I look at DOT numbers every day, when people do these on their own, a good majority of these are just an absolute mess. People apply for the wrong permits, multiple authorities, and they don't know what they're doing. Then they have to pay someone like me to go back and fix the problems I could have done cheaper or for free or a lot less in the first place.
You know, it's when I got into it and became a broker, I didn't know to contact a compliance company, but one of the things as I moved along in it, I found that once you know what the laws are, the regulations, then you just stay within it. Then it's an easy deal. Second question: who is the FMCSA and the DOT? Who are they?
The DOT is the Department of Transportation, and the FMCSA is the
Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Okay. And these are the two where you have to apply for a DOT number, and then you work with the FMCSA to get your MC number authorized.
Got it. All right. So one of the things that I talk about in our first setting is the LLC, or limited liability company, and differences in getting LLC and or S-Corp, and everybody has their druthers. What do you think about that?
I recommend to people, if they're going to make a real go at this, to really give it a good shot, it is best to register a business name first, an LLC. An S-Corp, you can get an S-Corp as well. Most people will get an LLC because these are the probably cheapest, easiest way to incorporate a business. So if people do register an LLC, I have a woman that I use in Florida. Her name is Dana. She's very good. People have used LegalZoom or QuickBooks. I find these companies to be expensive, and they take a lot of time. But I recommend getting the LLC, that's the limited liability, and the tax ID number or EIN number makes it tax deductible for you.
Since we're talking about it, LawDepot.com I use for many, many years. They don't advertise. So companies that don't advertise, usually the product's a little cheaper. They have a 7-day free trial. And so you can actually go in there and accomplish your paperwork, print it out. You're good to go within the 7 days, and I think monthly, maybe it was 30-some bucks a month, but there's no attorney that you can go in and get to process your paperwork for 30 bucks. So that's a good deal with all these that you've mentioned. All these are good sources. What is vetting all about?
Vetting is the 21-day waiting period, or the vetting period. It's a waiting period, vetting period. Once you obtain your DOT number, that's when the 21-day vetting period begins. And what the FMCSA is looking for is not only your BOC3, which we can include, that is a blanket of coverage, gives you legal residence or an assigned agent in every state. So if legal paperwork ever needs to be delivered, if need be, you have that agent in that state that can do so for you. And that vetting period will be looking for, the FMCSA looks for the BOC3, the blanket of coverage, and they look for that surety bond. Most surety bonds, when you obtain that surety bond as a broker, the surety bond company will send a BMC 91, that's a basic minimum coverage. And once day 21 comes up, the FMCSA reviews. If all the permits are there, then they will approve and authorize your broker MC.
Okay, so one of the biggest things that came up to me when I started, came out of the blue, I didn't know anything about it, nobody was talking about it, was the UCR. And then when I looked into it, I said, well, this really looks like this is for carriers, not for brokers, but they have that one little difference in there. It'll say zero, I think it's 0 to 3 trucks or 0 to 5 trucks. So that's where the broker thing. Can you talk about that for a second?
Yes, UCR is a unified carrier registration. This is the only other permit that you would need, the BOC3 being one. And the UCR, obviously the BOC3 and the BMC 91 to get your MC number authorized. But a broker will also need the UCR, Unified Carrier Registration. Yes, it looks like it's designed for trucks because it says 0 to 2 trucks on the first bracket and then 3 to 5 trucks in the second bracket. However, if you're crossing state lines, now, a truck is usually crossing state lines if they have an MC number.
Right.
I mentioned earlier, if your loads are crossing state lines, you're going to need the UCR also.
Okay. And there's some hefty fines for that not having it too, isn't it?
Absolutely. The price on the UCR is, I would sometimes include it for your customers if they choose to have that. Most people will just say, can you just go ahead and get that for me? If so, yes. Once they get the UCR for you, that's a government permit. It goes by calendar year. So it goes from January 1st through December 31st. So it will come up for renewal every year at the end of the year. If you get it through us, which is fine, we'll let you know it's coming up for renewal. Give us the nod. We'll get next year's UCR for you. Right. And you're absolutely right. The fines for the UCR make the price for the UCR seem like a drop in the bucket.
Okay. Thank you so much. You said one of the things that I perked up, and you said like you have a special plan for us, which I know you do. Can you just touch on that for a minute? Because one of the things that we've had the relationship, we've had a longstanding relationship with Foley, and this is a situation where we all need each other. And networking is key. And I tell the training folks all the time that you need to reach out. You need to be an extrovert. You need to talk to people because you never know what that person can connect you with. But if you can, just talk about the package that you do have, that you do offer, for our folks that are course completers.
Absolutely. The broker that package that we have put together, it's wonderful. It gets you your DOT number. It gets you your MC number. It gets you your BOC3. And I have the option whether you want to include the UCR or not. Some recent graduates have chosen to get the UCR. Some in the past have not. So I leave that up to you. If you want to attempt to get the UCR on your own, I leave you the instructions. If you say, if your customer says, I'd like you to get it for me the first time, once there's a warning path there, it just comes up for renewal. It's very easy to renew. Yeah. So that broker package that I have set up and that Foley has set up for Freight Broker Planet is great. It's a great package.
Yeah, the UCR, I tell folks, I said, well, if money's a crunch, the UCR is the easy thing. You fill out the information that you would have to give it to Foley anyway to process it and just pay the money, save you a few dollars if that worked. Some people are, hey, let them just do the whole thing, which I always recommend. And they do other stuff, worry about the other stuff. Let Foley,
right.
Let Foley do their thing. Okay.
The difference in having us do the UCR is not a huge difference. So by having us do the UCR, it may help you out, take one more thing off of your customer's shoulders, have us do it, and that would be up to the customer. I'll explain that
sure.
with whoever I'm working with.
All right, so you hear a lot about the bonds, and you mentioned a minute ago, so I'd like you to take just a second and delve a little bit into it. What is the purpose of the bond and the two types that we specifically have, what is the purpose of it?
Truckers need a insurance policy on their trucks, but a broker does not have a truck on the road. So what they're looking and what they need to obtain to get that MC number authorized is a surety bond. The surety bond, I usually refer people to JW in my package that I send out for customers. It has the phone number for JW surety bonds. And it's like an insurance. It's like an insurance package.
We also have them on our website, a link to them, and they have a backlink to us. And I don't mind saying they got us listed at top 13 schools in the U.S. They got us number one. We're very humble about that. So we work hand in hand. Second, about the two types, the BMC 84 and the BMC 85.
I refer that to JW.
Okay,
they
I
know
got
the
you.
Difference. Yeah, I don't. I choose. See, insurance is something I stick to compliance. If I try to get into insurance or insurance on trucks, and all kinds of insurance, which is, you know, when you talk to an insurance agent, there are so many different factors. So one thing Foley does not do is insurance. So when you want to get the best answer, JW would review that information with you, and I refer that.
So Foley stays in their lane.
Exactly.
All right. Well, since I brought it up, you know, your surety bond, the BMC 84, somebody's putting up the 75 grand for you, so you pay an annual amount for them to do that. What's the purpose of the bond? To ensure that you pay the carrier. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of brokers out here that refuse to take training and they're running around. They don't know what they're doing, and mistakes are made. But one of the biggest problems is not paying the carrier. I think that's just extremely bad. You know, you got to pay the carriers. The 85, the BMC 85, you're actually putting up the money yourself. You're establishing that in a trust fund type and putting that money up, working towards paying the $75,000, which is the bond amount. All right. So let me see here. Why are these steps that you've given us so very important?
They are important. I mentioned this earlier. I look at DOT numbers every day. And there are so many that are incorrectly input. Usually when people get to the DOT application, starting in January, now you have to create a login to create a DOT number. Whereas we will actually take the customer by the hand, help them with the login credentials. So now there's a login that needs to be created. And then on top of the DOT application, we spoke before about inter and intra. These are questions that are actually, I think they're designed by the FMCSA to make that application harder for the everyday, broker who's starting up. I don't like the questions. I look at that DOT application, and it looks to me like it's designed to confuse people.
Yeah.
So I've literally done thousands of them, but when an everyday person looks at it, they're not going to know the answers. Usually when they get to say page, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever, they throw in the towel and then they're just clicking buttons. Then when I look at that DOT application later, I think, oh boy, what a mess this is. Then we have to go back and they have to pay me to fix the problems I could have done a lot cheaper in the first place.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the main reasons why we came upon Foley years, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago. We were assisting, with that OP1 and trying to help folks. And you need to know, there are questions there because they have the same application for broker and carrier. It is confusing. And so that became a time-consuming thing. You want to send it through, and even though, FMCSA is not going to charge you for fixing your mistakes, it's time-consuming because you really, unless you got a lot of time to sit on the phone, you really don't get an opportunity to talk with them directly. So I said, let me find the folks that do this daily, and then that's going to make the whole process easier. At least that was my thought, and that's exactly what has happened. So, thank you. Thank you for what you guys do.
There's one thing I did want to bring up, Lewis. If people apply for the incorrect authority or multiple authorities that are incorrect, in most cases, the FMCSA will not refund that money back to you. So that money then is gone.
Right.
So having me do it in most cases will save money.
Do it right the first time. All right, so you've told us a lot about Foley, but take a minute and just tell us about Foley Services and how long have they been around?
Foley Services has been around over 30 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. which is important. Sometimes if you ask some of these other companies what their rating is with the Better Business Bureau, they will dance because their Better Business Bureau rating is in the garbage. Yeah. So we work very hard for that. We have a customer service department. We have a permits department. I normally give people the customer service phone number to get in touch. I'm usually available. When people call me, I know it happens to be, you know, we're coming up on the Super Bowl this weekend. You know, in many cases, I am available morning, noon, and night. We've been working remote, VPN. I have all my security features in place. I log on to server number 2 in Hartford, firewall, double password, encrypted the whole 9 yards. All my security features are in place, just remote, which is nice. I miss my coworkers tremendously, though. I had a great time working in the office. However, working remote has more advantages. Able and, yeah, I can get in touch with customers. You know, don't be surprised. 7, 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, if someone's on the West Coast, I'm available. You know, if they call at, say, 7:30 on the West Coast, it'll be 10:30 here, but I will be available for them in most cases. Or people can send me a text message. I'll see it. And if it's even on a Saturday or a weekend, I'll respond back. I'll say, just got in. Give me an hour. I'll give you a call back in a little bit. I'm usually available.
All right. Well, folks, we've got their information on our website, freightbrokerplanet.com. They've got their own button, and you just you press it. It'll bring up the application. You can contact. But, Jeff, go ahead and give us your phone number anyway. And
my direct phone number here at Foley Services is 860-815-0787. My email address, if you can spell my last name, not many people can pronounce it, as Lewis had a tough time with it. I've gotten used to it, though. I actually joke with people because my last name, it's not that long, but it's very tough to pronounce. My email address is Jeff, J-E-F-F, dot Rabine, and that is spelled R-E-H-B-E-I-N. At foleyservices.com.
All right.
Fantastic. Lewis has my email and my direct phone number. If anyone wants my information, I would be more than happy to send out a broker package.
Okay, so our final question. At what point during this process should I get involved with Foley Services? I'm a newbie, I'm coming in, or even if I've started the process researching, at what point do I need to really reach out to you guys?
I recommend when people are really looking to get underway. Let's suppose you have, I'm going to make up a date here. Let's suppose you have a 4th of July start date that you're really looking at kicking things off. Okay. What I recommend is maybe starting things maybe even a month earlier. Let's say on June 1st. We'll talk at that point, send over, review the broker package, and then we can begin the process of getting your DOT number, MC number, with the permits that you need. I recommend doing that because keep in mind, you do have that 21-day waiting or 21-day vetting period. All authorities go through that. You cannot avoid it. Can't shorten it, can't remove it. You can always go longer, but you can't remove it and you can't shorten it. So I recommend, a good month in advance.
All right. So if you contract with Freight Broker Planet to receive your training and you don't have an MC license, you're at the very beginning of everything and there's a lot to learn quickly. Some try to do it on their own, but they have to rely on someone who has the experience, and it can be time-consuming. My suggestion is to contact Foley Services, Jeff in particular, because he's familiar with our process. He can get you where you need to be quickly, and that's what we're looking for. I'd like to mention that this podcast was made possible by FreightBrokerPlanet.com, providing online 100% live facilitated training for freight brokers, freight agents, coaching for those with current work experience, refresher programs for those desiring to renew their skills, to increase their sales volume, customer retention, or negotiating skills. Visit our site. It should answer your questions. But don't hesitate to send an inquiry email using the contact button. We will provide you with prompt response. I'm Wentworth Lewis, owner and chief trainer, letting you know that we have what you need. Jeff, thanks again for joining us today and sharing your extremely valuable information. And I hope that we maintain our relationship for many years to come.
Absolutely. It has been my pleasure, Lewis.
Please continue to share our podcast. You can find all our sessions on podbean.com. Thank you and keep listening.